Okay, so did everybody get that? If you can't see it, just scroll down the page a little and you'll see where you can raise your hand and hit star two. Okay, Lois, go. How can we help you this morning?
Okay, so I did email you last night and I didn't raise my hand yesterday because I thought there would be a lot more new people, but it's really coming through to me this afternoon. So what Sassy told me yesterday was that she was blocking the connection because I've not been listening to her properly when she was trying to connect to me. And I realize sometimes I block her energy deliberately because I can't handle it because it's so strong. And she really needed to be heard. So I've written a page of notes here. I'm sitting, I've got a photo, but I can also see her out the window. She's in the pasture close by me. So what she's just told me, if I can make sense of all my notes, is that I've always been putting her aside because right from the beginning, I really didn't plan on keeping her as a baby, and she was fairly easy to handle, so she didn't really need a lot of help, and my time was being demanded by another horse, so I kind of kept just putting her aside. So her energy right now is so strong because she's telling me it's don't delay. Pick me now. and she's, it's her energy. She's telling me it's really stronger than the other two horses because this is really important to her. And she's being naughty to get my attention because she's jealous.
Okay. Well, that's a great thing to understand.
So she's saying that keep the door, you know, you're finally getting it. Finally, she's telling me. And keep the communication flowing. And then there's some just completely irrelevant thing is food, food, food. And then the other thing was the bus.
Just pause on that. Food, food, food is unlikely to be completely irrelevant.
She's a comedian.
So just decide to understand that, because I'm suspecting that if it's coming up in a session like this, that there's a bit more importance to it than meets the eye. So don't dismiss it as, you know, this breed of horses is always looking for extra food and treats and all the rest of it. Yeah. Just sit with that one day and see if you can feel into the relevance of that, because I suspect it's going to be relevant.
Okay.
Sorry. And what else was there?
The buck should not scare you, meaning me. And she's also telling me that she's okay since I'm pasturing her on her own and I've split her from Willow. And she's laughing at me because I'm finally getting it, finally. Sorry.
Lovely. We'll let you deal with the person who's arriving. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So that's good, Lois, to bring that to everybody's attention, because if there's something in there that we tend to brush off and think isn't relevant, then, you know, we really do want to sit with that and go, well, is it? Often communication sessions, when people are starting these communication sessions, they'll need to go in more than once to get the answer. Felicity did the live animal communication workshop here with me a few weeks ago, and her talent just astounds me. I just, wow, you know, she gets such clear visions about, in this case, it was helping one of Oriana's friends in Portugal who'd lost their animal in a fire. It had disappeared. And she could actually see where they were. She could see the landscape. She could tell them what the landscape looked like. But it took her more than one session to do it. She'd get a little bit and then it was like they were both tired and weren't used to stretching these muscles. So then she'd go in again the next day and then in again the next day until she had this whole picture. So don't be afraid of going in repeatedly to get an expanded understanding of something that's come up in the first session. Cool. Wonderful. Thank you for that, Lois.
I'm laughing, actually, because it was fun.
Yeah. It's supposed to be fun. Life, it's supposed to be fun. Okay. Susan's got her hand up. How can I help you?
Well, I had a little surprise today from one of my horses, Maya. And yesterday I picked my little Shetland sheep to communicate with. And today, just before class, I was out making sure all the horses were okay. And Maya came up to me, and I didn't think much about it. And when I got to the house and you said, pick the same animal that you had yesterday, I went, oh, my word. She asked for me to connect with her today. And I didn't realize that that's what she was doing.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to connect with Maya. And I think there are some people on this call that has heard Maya's background. I got her as an 8-month-old baby, a PMU baby out of Canada. And I suspect she was weaned from her mother the day they stuck her on the trailer. And it took me 5 years to get her into a trailer after that.
Good evening.
And she has been an extremely difficult horse, extremely reactive, extremely emotional, extremely hard for me to be around. And what I ended up doing with all my horses was taking them through the horse agility competition over in England, the online one. Because I wasn't riding at the time, and I did that for a year and a half, and it really helped all the horses and Maya as well, because she was so reactive to anything. And today, she told me that she was very thankful for me sticking with her and not giving up, because there were many times where I was just going to haul her off to the sale because she was so difficult. And I just, you know, I couldn't do that to her. But she thanked me today for not giving up with her. And I've never gotten that from her because I've never listened to her. She's very grateful that I didn't push her and I didn't, that I just stuck with it.
Wow. Susan, you're on fast track, aren't you?
Right. And I've dropped out of that due to illness last summer, and the summer the smoke never got back into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, number one, I can restart those emails for you. But come in on the forum and talk about this horse, because I can feel Sue. I'm going to open you up, Sue, and see if I'm right. Sue from Alberton West, I've opened you up because you're already getting stuff around this horse, aren't you?
Yes.
So my ESP is working. And Sue's very good, other Susan, Sue from Alberton West, she's very good at coming up with really creative ways of helping horses get to the bottom of this kind of stuff. I know that what she's experienced is traumatic, and I'm not minimizing it one tiny little bit, but we can support them, we can facilitate them, especially once the communication channels are open, we can support them to find who they really are underneath all that trauma. And it's beautiful.
Well, that would be very good for her. She is like a totally different horse from the first few years that I had her, in the last 2 or 3 years. I think the biggest breakthrough was when she finally got in the horse trailer. That was a huge breakthrough for her. And, you know, I never forced her in the trailer. She walked in on her own. You know, the first couple of times she actually tried to get in the trailer, she collapsed on all four legs, just fell in the trailer. She did that twice. Yeah, and I went, oh, my God, there is something really, really bad going on here. Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, we've once we figured out how to help horses, how to support them with their own healing, how to empower them for their own desire to be better, it just opens up doors that, you know, healing doors and getting to the bottom of, you know, I mean, Boots's reaction, I talked about that in our quick happiness catch up yesterday morning before this class started. His reactiveness was genetic. He has a genetic predisposition to that kind of reactiveness, and it's completely changed. Completely changed. I don't know, Sue's done, I think yesterday was her fourth session, not yesterday, last week was her fourth session with him. It's possible to get to the bottom of that when you empower them in this close connection work. Ooh, okay, I'm excited about that. So give me a yell, because you've probably forgotten all your forum logins after all that time. So give me a yell and I'll find the forum logins for you and hop in there and start chatting with Sue.
Oh, okay, to chat with Sue in the forum. I was wondering how I was going to connect with her.
Yeah, I mean, it's a student-only forum, but if that becomes too public, I'll give you emails to swap each other as well.
Okay.
But it could be a fabulous learning experience for other people, you know, how we stay in touch with what other people are doing. That could be a fabulous experience for some of the other people on the forum as well. So if you're up for that, that would be great. If not, you can do it by email.
Yeah. At this point, we're moving into a pretty severe winter. I think it's going to be down like 2 degrees, 0 degrees tonight.
Mm.
And it's going to be, what is that, 15
and
minus
that's Fahrenheit,
15 for you guys? Oh, yeah. Minus
like
20
minus,
for you guys. It's unbelievable.
Minus 20, yeah. Yeah. Now, the good news is, and there's no such thing as coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. I'm willing to bet that you can help her through the routine caring stuff that you do over winter. So,
right.
Yeah, I think this is a wonderful opportunity, not a restriction because of the winter. Okay, let's move along. Thanks for that, Susan, because that's raised another whole lot of possibilities for people. Now, who else emailed me? Aniki, was it you that emailed me?
Yes, I have.
Was there anything that I could help you with today?
Well, I'm experiencing some aches in my back, and I'm wondering whether it's me.
Okay. So take your attention to your outward breaths, and let's just drop in a little bit deeper. Were you feeling the aches in your back before we did the quiet mind?
No.
Well, I can just about guarantee it's not yours then.
Mm.
So.
Well, it's a pain that I know, but it became more clear during the quiet mind.
Fabulous. Because you're sensitive,
mm-hmm.
then you will have been picking up the physical feelings of whoever this is before we started doing this course. So just pay gentle attention to your outward breath and drop down a little deeper and just get that smile happening. Get the pen between your teeth if you have to.
Mm.
Anything that gets too strong or too overwhelming, just get the pen between your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Get those endorphins running in. Okay. So just pay gentle attention to those pains in your back. And who's the first person that comes up into your mind? Is it the horse you've been looking at?
I don't think so.
It's another one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first name that pops into your mind?
Koma.
And who's that, person or animal?
It's an animal. It's a mare.
Okay. So has the pain in your back got less or has it all gone away?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that
it
means
it has softened.
Right.
It just has softened, yes.
So there's something, if it's softened but not gone away, that means there's still a bit of the communication still to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep smiling, keep your soft smiling eyes just on whatever's left of that discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And decide that you want to understand what to know or do about the pain she's got in her back.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, we're honoring it, honoring the communication.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, your heart feels so strong. Can you feel that pulling across your heart?
Yes.
That slight pulling sensation across your heart. Mm-hmm. That's your heart chakra running really fast, really well, really strongly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I felt a lot of her heart beating also.
Yeah. Wow. So what's crossing your mind? Because that pain has just let go, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I felt Koma's energy with me now. It's expanding.
Mm, lovely.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I've got energy running up and down my back like mm-hmm. crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Are you feeling
the energy, isn't it?
It's yeah.
Feeling energy, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely.
Now, when energy is rippling up and down you so strongly, there's a tendency in the past, there's been a tendency to block it, ground it through your feet if you have to keep it running.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Feel the earth with your feet, underneath your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Feel,
okay, yes.
Yeah. And see how that helps you keep the energy running. Holy snapping turtles, you are one talented lady.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Oh. I don't know what everybody else thinks to hear these noises coming out of me, but I've got this incredibly strong energy rippling through my body. I'm really having to smile and feel Mother Earth underneath my feet to keep that energy running, just because it's running so hard.
Do you think I was blocking it and therefore I felt this pain in my back?
No, I think it was a physical communication from yours.
Mm.
She was taking the opportunity to say, well, you know, you might think you're connecting with someone else, but pay attention to me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we do this, gosh, I hadn't planned on talking about any of our horse programs because this is a general animal workshop and there's lots of people with animals other than horses, but go in and have a look at Fast Track on my webpage. At the top there's a training, the word training. If you click on that, up comes all my training programs. Go and have a look at Fast Track because I get the impression that her back has sagged a little.
Yes.
And one of the things we do in the Fast Track work is horses will start lifting their backs up and their backs will...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We learn how to ride a horse to wellness.
Okay.
Mind you, the healing energy that's pouring into this horse at the moment is extraordinary.
Mm.
Before I send everybody's email out tomorrow, we want to hear, please, what her back looks like when you go out to have a look at her.
Okay.
Because I think it's changed already. I think the change has started happening already.
Well, it has changed in my back. That's
true. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because a lot of photos of horses actually show horses with damaged backs as being normal. Not normal for a horse to have a sagging back.
Even if they're old.
Even if they're old.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with a 30-year-old horse in a clinic whose back lifted up about 3 inches in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And put, you know, all the spinal muscles started building up and he made just the most extraordinary changes in 4 days. There's a video on the Fast Track sales page of a horse called Pye, P-Y-E, and he had one of the most damaged, saggy backs I've ever seen, And in an online clinic that we did over 6 weeks, he healed it.
Okay.
And there's this beautiful video of him coming past her at the trot with this beautiful back. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Holy snapping turtles. Thank you for that one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. What else have we got here? Let me just check the chat room. Okay. So do we have any questions before we finish up? Let me just go into another mode. So you can press star 7 to talk or star 2 to lift your, put a hand up. Again, we got a little bit more than we bargained for this morning. It just goes to show you how honouring the communication, how healing that is. Joanna.
Jenny, I've got this real pain down my right leg, all the way from the buttock to the calf. And it's been there for quite a while. It started during me connecting with Jensen. And I've been smiling at it for a very long time. I can't shift it.
Okay. So let's use the amplified field here. And let's think less about shifting it and more about honouring the communication.
Yeah.
So just drop into your quiet mind. And in this space now, I'm going to say those words again because they'll land in this space even more than they landed before you went into your alpha state. It's less about fixing. Trying to fix something implies wrongness. And everything is our body's communication with us. So that if he's got something going on, it's his body's communication with him. And if we try and fix that, we're interrupting the process. And sometimes we can fix it and then it pops out somewhere else. And we fix that and it pops out somewhere else. So what we want to do to get at the bottom of it, oh gosh, this is goosebumpy, isn't it? We want to honour the communication he's experiencing in his own body and that you're experiencing in yours. Oh gosh, Corey, that was big for you too. I just heard that land. Or felt that land and I thought it was landing on you. That's put you into a whole different energy space around it, hasn't it?
Yeah, my heart energy is expanding.
Yeah. You can do this now. You know now that you can do it. There's an enormous sense of rightness around this now, isn't there?
Yeah.
So the insights that you get after the call today, because I know I'm getting a sense this is really big. If you're up for sharing them, email me and I'll put it on the page to share with everybody.
Okay.
And if not, you can just tell me. but this is, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention because for the new people, it's really, really important to emphasize that when we try to fix things, it's like putting a Band-Aid on. It's another element of trying too hard. When we expand our understanding of it, the healing happens as it's meant to. It's like we empower them instead of doing to them, if you get the, there's just a slight difference there, but it can be such an amazing, oh gosh, there goes the energy running. Yeah. See, how to explain this. There's a spiritual cause behind every physical illness or injury or problem. And as a healer, you know, I've been working as an alternative therapist and a healer for 23 years now. In my experience, I can support people with their symptoms. But when I start cheering, you know, when I know that they're really getting rid of this forever is when we find the spiritual cause underneath it, when we find the real deep stuff that's underpinning the reason that this body is not healing the way it was designed to. And what's turning out to be so extraordinary on this little program that I thought was just going to be a little three-day thank you is that honouring the communication is opening up the possibility of understanding that real cause behind stuff. And wow, there's extraordinary power when we empower somebody else to take charge of their own healing with that understanding. Gosh, have I explained that well enough?
I think so.
There's a genetic inheritance here, Joanna. Whatever this blockage to healing is, it's a genetic predisposition.
Yeah, I'm getting war horse images again.
Oh, wow.
Remember, this has come up with him a lot before.
Yeah, yep. Now, genetic predisposition does not mean we have to go there. In fact, we absolutely don't have to go there. But it's, again, it's honouring the communication, honouring the connection.
Yeah.
Some of Boots's stuff, some of his reactive stuff was genetic predisposition. And I'm telling you, I've got a new horse standing out there in the paddock.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting a feeling now that this has come up before, that he really doesn't need me to heal him. He just wants to be heard.
Gosh, there's an expansive feeling around that, isn't there?
Yeah.
So when you jump into panicking and worrying about his health, what you can do is you can decide now to notice that so that you can take, you know, bring yourself into the present moment and understand whether there really is anything you need to do to support him or not. Because there will be things you'll need to do to support him, and being present will allow you to hear those. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's a good one for everyone to hear too. So thanks for that one as well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to leave you to that because it's there's more to it and it's big, and we'll look forward to hearing how that goes. Now, let me just check in the chat room. Sue says it doesn't have to be hard, Jenny. Simple and easy has a huge rippling action. That is so true. You know, I've been about doing it the easy way for a very long time now. We don't have to do it the hard way. And Anna Karen says, American wants her to share this. We are healing. We are healers. We are believers. Yeah, lovely. And Joanna, there's a comment from Sue in there for you. Jensen can heal himself if he so wishes. Now, we have to be, I just want to qualify that, because I know you're in the present moment and Sue's in the present moment and you're going to understand each other perfectly. But I'm just going to expand on this a little bit for some of the others that might be newer. We must be careful not to make any kind of wrongness about anything. You know, when we take responsibility for our own healing, we don't make it wrong that we haven't done it yet, or that they haven't done it yet, or it's not our fault if they haven't done it yet. You know, there's all this kind of this honouring work is very much coming from a place of no judgment, of complete openness and honouring of what's happening. I'm really enjoying that word today, honouring. Just feeling it feels really yummy. Okay. Woohoo. Okay, so does anybody else have any questions before we finish for the day? There's a training page on my website, and there's a whole list of online training programs that we do. Some of the people on this call that you've been listening to have been on those programs. Carolyn from Dundonald in Victoria. For some reason, your name's just jumped out at me for the second time. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yes, I do have a fair bit of trouble trying to get my feel.
Ah. And you were too shy to put your hand up.
Yes.
Okay, well, I've got you now. So take your attention inside yourself. Which way worked best for you? The breathing or the heartbeat or the energy?
I try the breathing.
Okay.
I have been finding lately that it just hasn't been as quick as it used to be, whether there's just been too much on my mind. I think the background noise is my biggest problem.
Well, it is for all of us. It's certainly been the thing that's made me so much more skilled at what I do. So just pay gentle attention to your outward breath. And then look at the photo of your animal. It's a horse, isn't it? Smile with your eyes. Now notice there's a very subtle feeling in your stomach, just underneath your left, the bottom of your left rib.
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Just pay gentle attention to that. Smile, put a pen between your teeth if you have to. This is a very subtle communication, as you said, that vacuum cleaner stuff in the rest of our lives can get rid of it. You'll love the happiness program if you decide to join us with that. That'll really clear up this background noise. But even as I'm talking, that feeling is now quite noticeable, isn't it?
I'm not feeling it anymore.
Okay, I'm feeling it just a little bit stronger than I was before. So what you're going to do first is you're going to honour that as a communication, if that makes sense. So you're not trying to do anything with it. You're not trying to understand it. You're just sitting with it. So because this is a physical feeling, I'm finding that I need to sit up straight.
Yeah.
I've just changed my posture and I'm sitting up straight. Because I find that in sitting up straight, I have a better connection. Just keep paying gentle attention to that. Okay. What did you just think?
I'm still thinking the background noise is still annoying.
Okay. So that part of your body that you're feeling that is the pancreas. That's where the pancreas is located, where you're feeling that discomfort. So is this horse having trouble losing its hair this spring?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Is there any chance that the sugar levels in the grass are high at the moment and could be causing them or about to cause them problems? Okay, can you feel the expansion of energy around that? Okay, that's probably not the right way of expressing it to you because this is physical. Can you feel that the feeling is getting less now? What's happening to that discomfort at the bottom of your ribs? Is it almost gone?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So it's gone now? Okay, so what you've just had is a communication from your horse telling you she's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to get on to either more, you've got two ways of dealing with high sugar grass. We've got a big problem here at the moment. It's been a very strange winter and horses are coming into spring too fat with too much sugar and it's much worse than normal and they're getting laminitis and foundering easier than normal, and I think that's the warning she's giving you that there's something wrong with the pancreas. You know, there's something wrong with the sugar levels. So you've got two ways of doing it. Increase her exercise, like get out and play at liberty and have some fun, lead her out in the bush, make sure it's fun stuff because the pancreas is also about enjoying life. That's a message that the pancreas gives us. Or the other one is you can bring in some hay for her and restrict her grass But my suggestion is that you don't eliminate the grass because it's too hard to come back onto it afterwards. So just one of the things I've been doing with Sue's horses next door got into big trouble, and I had them eat out one paddock, and from that eaten out paddock they're going into a new one just for 2 hours a day and then back into the eaten out paddock with hay.
Yeah.
And then when they ate out the next paddock like that, then I opened it up so they could have a bigger space, and I'm playing with the whole herd at liberty all in one go to get them galloping around the place playing. But you got to make it fun, because the pancreas is also about sweetness of life. That's one of the things that stops the pancreas from working properly if there's a sweetness of life thing going on. So, wow, that was an excellent one, Carolyn. Thank you. That was great for people to see how clear that was. And, you know, what the practicalities of understanding that physical problem. Woohoo! Now, if you'd sat with that for long enough, you would have got that yourself. But we only had, 5 minutes.
So if I go out and do that with her today, I'll get a stronger feel. Yes. I will.
Well, yes, I imagine that you would do, but the thing to remember is, the big deal is that she communicated her problem with that physical feel in your body. And once you understood what that meant, the physical discomfort went away.
Right.
So that's, at the moment, this is a strong, physical feel is strong for you.
Right.
So when you're around your horses, you need to pay attention. If you suddenly, you need to keep your attention inside your body, and if there's something inside your body changes, you go, oh, okay, what's the matter with you? And figure out what you need to do about it. And it might take you a bit longer to do it by yourself than it took to do it with me this morning, but that's okay. It takes practice. It took me practice. It takes everybody practice. Unless you're Eckhart Tolle and blow it all apart on a park bench one day and sit there for the next 3 years on a park bench. Blissed out. I don't know whether you've heard of Eckhart Tolle. He's a very extraordinary man. I shouldn't be quite so joking about it. He did his expanded consciousness with one snap of his fingers and then spent the next 2 years blissed out.
Gosh.
Yeah, so he got rid of all his background noise with the click of one finger.
How lucky.
Yeah, well, I decided a while ago, I've realised a long time ago now that we all do it differently, and sitting on a park bench for 2 or 3 years, I've got responsibilities, I can't do that.
That's right, exactly.
So I'll do mine in my own unique way. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. What a lovely way to finish the call. Is there anything anybody else wants to know or do or comment on? Ariana said, might I suggest dandelions to help clear the system? Great idea, Ariana. Carolyn, you can dig up some dandelion root for the horse. And chuck them out for it a munch on.
Right.
They're quite they're detoxifying, so, and support the liver. In fact, they support the whole digestive system. So if you just dig one up here and there and chuck it out for her.
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, we've covered a lot of stuff. And Carolyn, we'll get you to hop on the internet and Google dandelion and have a very clear picture in your mind of what the real dandelion looks like. Okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Cool. And it's quite, there's some really good websites out there with really good pictures that show you the difference between, show you what a real dandelion looks like.